Public Works and Capital Projects Committee. Can we rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, has everybody gotten a chance to review the minutes from last month's meeting?
I'll make a motion to accept.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Jonathan Heppner, seconded made by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
I'm manager today.
Hello, Herb. Good timing.
How you doing, Herb?
Running, but I'm here.
Running. Okay, move right into the resolutions. Resolution number 300, approving the work order with the Dorotory Authority of the State of New York, DASNY, for design and construction phase services for DeWitt Library Emergency Facade Renovations and Center Gymnasium Roof Feasibility Study related to the Campus Roofs Capital Project, number 489, Campus Roofs, Ulster County Community College. Anybody want to speak on that?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll move it.
Okay, I'll second it. Discussion?
Yeah, I just, I know that we're doing a very thorough job of looking at the various resolutions and so forth. When we put out our RFPs now, but I'm not sure that DASNY does. So I guess my question is, there you go. my question is how the design work that'll be done by DASNY coincides with our increasingly rigorous standards for construction with regard to green building practices and climate issues.
Yeah, so we incorporate all of what the county is looking to do in terms of green initiatives into all of our projects with DASNY. So this feasibility study that we're doing will actually be a feasibility study for a solar-ready roof on the Senate gym. So that's some of the work that we're doing. DASNY also, we're their clients, so anything that we want, they're going to put into their bid specs as they go out onto the market.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other discussion or questions? Okay, if not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
Move it.
Motion made by Legislator Heppner, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Have a good one. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution number 314, established capital project number 595, courthouse facade exterior repairs and roof replacement, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
Move it.
For discussion?
Yeah, hold on one second. I did ask before, and got a preliminary answer, especially with the roof replacement and so forth, but I just, I know it's an old and historic building, but I guess my question is not so much what can't be done, but what can be done. That's with regard to, you know, the same issue that I raise frequently about green building practices. I was told that in terms of solar, that Tom Kakandas had looked at it with Evelyn, and that it really will not make sense on that roof. But he suggested possible parking lot, and I don't know if there's incentives or if a developer could come in and install that, and then they get the benefits, and then over a certain period of time it would revert back to us. And it's so nice to see heads nodding like, you know what I'm talking about. And I really appreciate that.
I will say on that site, parking is a major issue. So any parking lot solar project that reduced parking spaces would be an issue. And so if they can do a parking lot, like a canopy or something else that potentially wouldn't impact parking, I just know you can't find parking in that lot now.
Yeah.
When court is in session. So we would just have to be careful. We wouldn't be able to do a ground mounted system. It would have to be one of those like carport canopy type systems. And I would say that's probably separate and apart from this, which is the basically the stonework and the fascia work and the roof replacement. The roof, again, if you, you know, take a look at it, it's definitely not a suitable roof for solar. I think we could always look at these additional like carports. They probably just, it wouldn't be part of this per se project.
And this is all exterior except for the roof replacement will include condition space. But,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
Anybody else have any
satisfied
questions or comments? Okay, with none, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
Moved.
Moved by Legislator Heppner, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 316, approving the execution of a contract for $200,000 entered into by the County Lethrop Associates LLP, Department of Public Works. Discussion? Any comments for anybody, or?
Do you want to move it?
I'll move it.
Yeah.
John,
I'll move it.
Okay. So this is the contract for the work that you just for 314.
Right.
So 314 established the capital. This is the architecture and design contract.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
Moved.
Moved by Legislator Heppner, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I didn't actually say aye.
For the record. Resolution number 317, amending the 2021 Ulster County budget CHIPS, Paved New York, EWR, Funding Adjustment Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is an increase.
So it's the 20% that was in question last year plus an increase towards
okay.
the appropriation this year. That's why the number looks a lot bigger than normal. I wouldn't expect that.
Oh, I don't know. You got to be optimistic.
Hopefully
we'll spend this money this year, Tom.
So it's a little bit of a tricky question. It depends on how much operating funds we have in terms of in-house labor and how much contractors' time
mm-hmm.
is out there, because everybody's in the same scenario we are. So if the contractors are busy, we may go over a bit.
But we won't lose this funding.
No.
Brendan said we plan on doing it up to 8 miles.
Yeah,
this money.
8 miles? Wow.
Approximately.
You have a list of prospective places.
Do not.
Who does?
We can submit them to Nettie.
Thank you.
We'll submit them to Nettie.
Then you'll send out an email to the committee of the roads?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll do that.
All right, without any further discussion, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. And our final resolution for tonight is resolution number 318, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $85,000 entered into by the County, Town, and Country Bridge and Rail Incorporated Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any discussions, comments?
This is adding Shot Creek for, it's $85,000 to do Shot Creek on bridges that are flagged in our red flag capital.
Okay. Is there many?
Not many.
$80,000 doesn't mean too many bridges. Okay. I would say two or three realistically.
We do have a plan, but in order of preference and priority, that's how we only get to two or three.
Only two or three bridges will probably get this year. Okay, if there's no more questions or comments, I'll entertain a motion to move this.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. Does anybody have any new business that they would like to discuss tonight?
So, at the end of this month of July, Commissioner Jackson will be retiring. I don't know if we've actually put that out publicly. So this will be his last committee meeting.
Okay.
In the official commissioner capacity.
Congratulations, Tom.
Congratulations.
The amount of work that Tom has done to turn around this department. I know many of you have been on this committee probably since Tom was appointed, but just, you know, amazing work and really turned around, I think, the whole morale of the Public Works Department. So, Tom, you know, on behalf of the county executive and the residents of the county, thank you,
Mark. And I thank you for committing. You've always been very welcoming of me, and I really appreciate the...
Well, you've always been forthcoming with us, and we appreciate that.
And amazingly responsive.
Yes, they're amazingly responsive. That's true.
So what's your cell number?
How many years in the system?
About 18, 19. Oh, in the state system, no, 24.
Oh, good. Got to get over 20.
Yeah, I've got about 24 and a half years.
Got to get that denominator.
Yes, I know.
Guess how many I have. I'm retiring September 30th is my last day. 42 years in New York State retirement system. Tier 3, I am. Yeah, I can't wait.
Good luck to you, too.
Well, thank you very much.
I don't know. I retired twice. It doesn't work.
I'll be working somewhere.
Yeah. I keep trying, but it won't work.
Okay, and under
did you have something else?
Did you have something else, Mark, you wanted to say?
No. You haven't left the committee then? No.
What's that?
Did you come in? I thought you had something else. No.
The spreadsheet, or?
Well, that's next.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Late.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You're on a ball, kid.
We are going to be coming with a late resolution this month. Vicki should have it tomorrow morning from Eric Stock. It's just a contract for CBSI. We did do a contract amendment for UCAT for CBSI. I was working on getting pricing for our main janitorial services contract through Gateway because I know, you know, they've struggled through the pandemic and we can use Gateway as a preferred source. So I was working with Stephanie Turco to see if we could get pricing, and they weren't able to turn it around this year. This CBSI contract ends July 30th. So we'll come with amendment extending it for a year, and then it'll need to go back out to bid. So we'll get pricing from Gateway and others next year, but just wanted to let you know that we're gonna submit a late tomorrow. The chairman is okay with it. If we don't extend it, we won't have anybody to clean our buildings other than myself.
You and the guy,
we can do some. And I fear that we would actually get a cost increase if we don't extend the current contract. So there is a financial consequence. But it won't come in front of this committee, so because it'll just go to laws and rules, but I wanted you to be aware because it normally would have.
So I don't have to call a special quick meeting tonight?
No, it'll just go to laws and rules.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
This is for your awareness.
All right.
But it's the same terms as our previous janitorial services contract.
All righty then. So under old business, we have the, did you have something, Manager?
It'll also go to Wayne Meats. I have something.
Isn't that money. A new rule that it'll go money. To Ways and Means if it gets there in time? So it should go to Ways and Means as well.
Okay.
In the past, it would only go to law.
Okay. So under old business, we have the American Rescue Plan funding, Ulster County Transportation Council letter. Did everybody get a chance to read this letter? All right, anybody want to talk about the American Rescue Plan, the funding, and the chart? You all should have a chart there that was put in requests from different townships of the money they're requesting and the jobs that they're requesting that they want to do. Bert, you have anything on this to say on this at all, or?
Not particularly. I mean, we are facilitators, so whatever is decided that we use the funds on, we can make sure that this way we can.
Yeah, I mean, this is really through planning and the Transportation Council.
Right.
I will say, you know, we are required to have a nexus, so just at first to COVID, right, on all the ARP funds, regardless of how broad that is. Some of these projects may or may not have a nexus to COVID. I do know that there's an infrastructure bill coming down, you know, that will be also forthcoming for federal funds. And so some of these projects seem like they would be more appropriate in an infrastructure bill potentially than
from the federal government that they're looking at. Did they pass that?
It's not passed yet, but it's
today.
All right, so what you're saying then is anything on here that's directly COVID related is probably going to get money, where it's not COVID related probably will not get.
Well, the CARES Act provided four or five topics in there, one of which was water and sewer, and another was pedestrian infrastructure. So the CARES Act will cover probably quite a few of these.
ARP, you mean like the American Relief Plan, you mean, or
yeah,
or CARES
1?
Because we really didn't get much money in CARES 1 or 2.
No, it was the American Relief.
No, it's part of the 34-4, the 17.4 left over after COVID.
And I can just add, we've had some meetings so far with the American Rescue Plan Task Force, which is executive staff, myself, Leader Ronk, and Chairman Donaldson, and some of the discussions around what is available for infrastructure, as Legislator Litz indicated, a big one is water and sewer, but also very obviously just based on the breakdown of this, and I'm sure it's even greater of a lot of our municipalities. But what the discussions we've been having, again, nothing permanent, but just in terms of big picture ideas, was a bucket, per se, of available funding, the majority of which would be earmarked for water and sewer, but also pedestrian. So other qualifying parts of that, and it would be a bucket in which municipalities could essentially apply in a competitive grant process, but with the requirement of matching funds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not the county as a whole leveraging, because obviously, especially with water infrastructure, we're talking about significant amounts of money. But if a municipality can show they have matching funding, whether, as we get to find out, from the federal government or other state funding and so on, and we can help supplement such a project, you know, that money would, you know, would be available in terms of as much as we can give and breaking apart approximately 34 million, but just to give you all an update on kind of what we've been discussing in those meetings.
Yeah, a lot of those projects, the monies for those projects come in at 80-20. And I inquired the other day about if it was possible to use Marticelli funding, which would add an extra 15% for the municipality. And he said, no, you couldn't use Marticelli funds for these projects. So I don't know, maybe they can get more creative and help the towns with the 20%, because for a lot of, I mean, if it's a large project, it's tough for a town to come up with 20%. Get creative, I guess.
Manager?
Yeah, I want to even try to apply the same comments that I made earlier. If there's any way, as the county is facilitating it, that particularly water and wastewater, there's lots of opportunity for energy savings and so forth. So any guidance that the county can apply. And I want to even mention something that I've been thinking about, because we are in the middle of a transition. I do a lot of work on the energy area and the grid and how to make a new system work on a system that was designed to be centralized, one-way grid, all of that. Now we have to figure out how to have two-way, have the grid go where the good places for generation are, and so forth. So a lot of my time and attention goes there. But probably a decade ago or so, I took a training that made it easy for people to consider sustainability or climate or environmental impacts. It was called the Natural Step for businesses. It was designed for businesses. And there were four major principles. I won't do a whole lecture on it right now. But it simplifies it. And it makes it so that whether you're in the workplace or any aspect of your life, you can ask yourself a few questions or ask your team a few questions and come up with very excellent decisions, well-informed decisions. And so I'm actually thinking maybe through the Climate Smart Committee or Energy and Environment or to make that training available. So I'm just floating it so that, oh, you've heard about that. You heard Manna was thinking about that. If it goes anywhere. And I think it'll be helpful. It certainly has saved businesses a lot of money and allowed them to contribute in a very positive way where it's been applied. We did this training at Kingston Hospital when it was Kingston Hospital. And they came up with internally great ideas, because they're the ones working day to day. Once you have the principles. So it's not specifically for this committee, but a lot of what we do in this committee could benefit from that information. So that's my
Anybody?
Thinking of the moment.
Okay. Does anyone have any other old or new business that they would like to bring up? Okay.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
All right,
I'll
motion
second.
Made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Banner Joe Green. Legislator Green, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.